Cleveland State basketball. It's on Thursday, January 15th, 7 o'clock at the Wohlstein Center. It's hosted by Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. What a joyous occasion it will be for all. You can get tickets at csuvikings.com/tickets. csuvikings.com/tickets. Enter the word Horizon, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N, Horizon. Do that by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com, and you can get registered to win. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Daryl Ryder. It'll be a joyous occasion.
Just read the copy, Jeff.
You get Carmen and Lima together.
Just read the copy.
I mean, they're a delight.
As written.
They're a delight. Delight, I say.
Will you be there?
No. I get enough of them every day. I mean, too much sunshine in my life would be just detrimental.
Skin burn.
That's rough. Get ready. Coming up at 12:20, Joe Shad's going to join us. He covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. With Mike McDaniel in town, we figured, hey, Joe, perfect, let's do it. So Joe's going to join us coming up at 12:20. I've been talking about this morning. Arthur Blank is the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. Arthur, a really rich dude. And he just changed general managers and head coaches. Raheem Morris out as head coach, Terry Fontenot out as his general manager. And he hired outside firms to do an analysis of his organization. And they came back, Daryl, with the thought that you need to hire one person who's kind of the guy, the point man. And your head coach needs to respond to that guy, and your GM needs to respond to that guy, a president of football operations. And all the rumbling sounds like it's going to be Matt Ryan, but who knows? But when Arthur Blank had his press conference...
No, they hired him yesterday.
It's official?
I mean, he said his goodbye on CBS.
Oh, I missed
and
that.
And when they were talking about John Harbaugh on the pregame show, he excused himself from the conversation. The cameras followed him, and he was texting someone on his phone. And they're like, so who are you texting? He goes, no comment. It was actually some pretty funny television.
That's beautiful.
And so, yeah, yesterday was Matt Ryan tribute day on CBS. Yeah.
Well, he's the point man, apparently. So he's going to be the guy in charge. I don't mind that. Arthur Blank met with the media last week, explained what he's thinking there, and explained his role in this stuff, too, as the owner of an NFL franchise.
One of the reasons we felt it was necessary is that I'm not involved in a day-to-day basis in our football business, and shouldn't be. Because I have authority doesn't mean I have the knowledge. So we can never confuse the two. And if you get a leader who's in that position, they get confused, they can really make some bad decisions. So I've never been confused about that. So we wanted somebody else to have input and guidance and hold the accountability and work closely with the head coach and general manager to build their capacities as a coaching staff and building a roster, making sure it's consistently held within the vision that we have for the team, how we want to play ball on the offensive side of the team, on the special team side, on the defensive side of the ball. So that's the biggest role that person will play. If you bring in the right person, it'll make a big difference. Obviously, you still got to hire the great head coach, the great general manager, and the president of football will not be doing their job for them at all, but we'll be holding them accountable and giving input, wisdom, and guidance where necessary.
I think it's really insightful by a guy who made a fortune doing other things. And again, what he said there that really stuck out to me, because I have authority does not mean I have knowledge. And if you look around pro sports, you know, if I owned a team, would I want input? Darn right I would. I own the team. However, he said day-to-day operations is not what he does, and he wouldn't be confused about that, Daryl. And I think that's interesting. Now, let's compare that to what's going on here. You had Paul DePodesta. You have Andrew Berry. You had Kevin Stefanski. By all accounts, they weren't each other's bosses, and they all answered to ownership. One of many different setups you can have. And Jerry Jones owns the team. Jerry's the general manager in Dallas, and Jerry does everything. That's another approach you can have. But I liked what Arthur Blank said. Because I have authority does not mean I have knowledge. And he's smart enough to know that. I appreciate that.
Who does he think he is, Uncle Ben Parker? With great power comes great responsibility. Like,
isn't that an interesting comment, though? How many pro sports owners would actually say that?
Not many.
Yeah, I know.
Part of the problem in pro sports in general is the owners think that they do know everything. And usually the ones that do are the least successful. But they can't have an honest moment to look in the mirror and see that they're the problem with things never working out. Relating it specifically to the Browns setup, when the Haslams first bought the team, they took that approach. They hired Joe Banner to be the CEO, and that turned into a cluster mess. He hired Mike Lombardi to be the GM. You could not hire a worse human being to be a GM than Mike Lombardi, but he did it. And we all knew that that was a catastrophe waiting to happen.
That didn't last long either.
No, it didn't. And to the Haslams' credit, they wasted no time moving on. Then they have on multiple occasions done the report to us structure. They've done the chief strategy officer thing, but everybody still reports to us.
The three-headed management team that reports to the owner,
coach, GM, and business side.
Well, in the Browns' case, coach, GM, and chief strategy officer seemed clunky to me from the start.
Well, I call it the circle of trust, right? You'd have the coach, you'd have the GM, you'd have the business guy, you'd have the marketing guy.
You De Niro here?
No,
the circle of trust.
I know, but that's how I looked at their setup.
I wonder if now by Andrew Berry apparently being the main guy here, if that cleans this up, Daryl.
Probably not.
You don't think it does?
No. I don't. The problem is I don't know what the right setup is for the Browns. I just know that every setup that they have had has not worked. And that's got to be frustrating for them. They've spent ungodly sums of money to try and get it right. Just nothing has worked on a consistent basis for them. And if I'm the Haslams, I'm immensely frustrated by that.
Are you frustrated enough? And I understand why this might be really difficult for them. Are you frustrated enough where you just step away from the day-to-day operation? See, this has now become what they do. You know. Arthur Blank is
still a family business to them.
Well, it is. Arthur Blank started Home Depot. He's got bigger fish to fry than worrying about the Atlanta Falcons, though it's a huge concern for him. But he's going to hire a guy, and that guy is going to run football, and he's going to talk to Arthur Blank. Done. It's Matt Ryan talking to Arthur.
I think the most successful owners in pro sports are those that have built from the ground up, not those that inherited or picked up.
You mean built something else from the ground up?
Built from the ground up, okay?
Like Arthur Self-made. Blank at Home Depot.
Yeah. Mark Cuban, you know.
Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, like where you built it from the ground up. And that's not a criticism of those that picked up the ball and carried it forward.
I'm all for inheriting big amounts of cash.
Well, so am I.
Just hasn't happened.
Exactly. I got to take my scratch-offs downstairs and cash them in to get more.
Congrats.
No, I didn't win enough. No, the problem is I didn't win enough. I only won like $5. And trust me, when I win the lottery, there will be signs. I won't That's tell beautiful. You, but there will be signs.
Dano, play that shorter version of that Blank comment one more time. Take a listen again, folks.
Because I have authority doesn't mean I have the knowledge. So we can never confuse the two. And if you get a leader who's in that position, they get confused, they can really make some bad decisions.
That's really telling. And again, that's not about our owner. That's about all kinds of other owners around
pro
sports.
Make emotional decisions, you make bad decisions.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why, when we were talking earlier in the show, Jeff, about, I made the joke, there's 12 candidates right now. There's probably going to be more. It's going to turn into the quarterback jersey looking for the head coach. But like the reason why I defend this approach, where, and I understand you bring it up, hey, it's looking like they don't know specifically what they're looking for. In their case, I kind of feel like that's okay, because what they have gone through, it hasn't produced the results to match their financial investment. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with them looking at as many guys as they have and potentially will look at. And I don't, I can make a case for going about 8 different directions with this coaching search as well.
Arthur Blank, Falcons, because I have authority does not mean I have knowledge. One of the great lines that I've heard in the last several decades. Joe Shad covers the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. That means he has sat through a lot of Mike McDaniel football games, a lot of Mike McDaniel press conferences. Mike interviewing with the Browns today. Joe's joining us next. And coming up at 12:40, Menigan just churning out guests as we go. Former Aurora Green man, Seahawks tight end, A.J. Barner, coming up in this hour right here on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy.